על גבי הסכין, גורר וסומך עליו משום ערוב תשעינים, והני מילי דיכלו כזי.
What is the purpose of this discussion, whether it's found, whether it's usually found or not? What difference does it make if you want?
The Gemara seems to indicate that it has to be something that's not all the way around, otherwise it's not. If you always have bread in the house, then the fact that you set aside a piece of bread for Shabbat doesn't really indicate that you're preparing food for Shabbat. So therefore you should have something which at least is, requires some preparation. It's not a staple that's around all the time. Okay, Amar Abasi Amarav, Dagim Ketanim Meluchim, sardines, ain't behem mishum bishulei nachrim. You're allowed to eat sardines because they can be eaten practically raw. The Amar of Yosef, Im Tzla'an Nochri, somech ala mishum avetav shilim. But if you cook the sardines, you can actually use them for avetav shilim. The Im Avdinu Nochri, kasa da harsana, however, if it was made up into some kind of foul, mine sounding stew, where they used to blend oil and fish intestines, make some kind of chowder, but an oil-based chowder, you're not allowed to use. Pshita mao de tema de harsana, because you don't know what the ingredients are. And certainly the flour that's used, that in there is something that cannot be eaten raw, and therefore might fall under the category of bishulei nachrim. Marshana the harsana ikar, you might think that the fish stew is the key ingredient, and the flour is only a auxiliary, and therefore should be permissible. Kamashma and kimcha ikar. Omar ababa uveit hashilin surichim kezayit. Ibayelahu kezayit echad l'kulan, o kumadil ma kezayit l'chol echad v'echad. Suppose you have a large family, or maybe you're making the Eruv Tavshilin for a large number of people. Do you need a kezayit for each one? Tashma, the Amar Ababa Marav, Eruvei Tavshilin, Tzurichin kezayit, Bein Liachad, Bein Lemeya.
The rabbi, the community, is supposed to make it.
Everybody is supposed to make it for himself, but the rabbi can make it for others, as we will see here in this Gemara. We'll see. It's just a little bit further down on the same page. Tashma, okay. Tnan, achlo. If you've consumed the eruv tavshilin, oshe avad, or if it got lost, lo yivashel alav batchila. Shiyer mimenu kol shu somech alav l'shabbat. My kol shu lav afal gam dolak a kezayit, lo deika kezayit. You have to have a kezayit of the eruv tavshilin. Tashma, tavshil ze, sleeve afilu kavush shalok umuvusha. You have to have an intent. Pshita dat meiniach beinan dat mishenichal beinan or lo beinan. Do you need to? If I'm making an eruv tavshilin for you, do you need to know about it? Tashma. Here, this is Mr. Weinstein's example. Shmuel's father would make an eruv tavshilin for the whole town. Rabbi Ami Varavasi ma'arvo akulu tveri. They would make an eruv tavshilin for everyone in the whole town. Machriz Rabbi Yaakov Barabi. And one kezayit is sufficient. Machriz Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. Mi shelo hiniach eruv tavshilin ve'yovi yismoch alav. Anyone who in town who has not made an Eruv Tashilin can rely on my Eruv Tashilin. Viad Kama, up to what distance was Rav Yaakov Bar Ivi's Eruv Tashilin valid? Amar Rav Nechumi Bar Zacharia Mishmei Dabai Et Chum Shabbat. Up until people who could actually walk to his house.
What good is all this in terms of the opinion of Rav or Rav Ashi as the purpose of Eruv Tashilin?
Well, let's read a little further. Hahus Samya, there was a blind man, the Havi Masada Matnita Kameda Mar Shmuel. He was the person who repeated the Mishnayos in front of Mar Shmuel. In my lawyer's office last year, I met someone like this, a man who was blind either from birth or from age 3 or 4, and he could recite anything. I would start him off. I would take a pasuk in Iyov, and then he would just continue the next three psukim. Some amazing ability to a man who was in his 50s or 60s. I start him off with a passage in the Gemara somewhere, and he would just continue the next few lines. He obviously had committed all of this to memory without ever having been able to see any of it. So this is a feasible feat for human beings even today, though I don't know how it is. So I'm reporting what I saw with my own eyes, or ears, to be exact. But at any rate, this man, whose job it was to have memorized all of these Mishnayot, maybe Shmuel, Mar Shmuel, didn't quite know them all by heart. So Chazier, Shmuel saw him, Dahavi Atziv. But he had a sour face, sad face. Amarle amayat sivat. Why are you so sad? Amarle delo ativi aruve tafshilim. That I didn't make my eruv tafshilim. I forgot about make my eruv tafshilim. Amarle smoch adidi. You can rely on my eruv tafshilim. L'shanacha ziyeh dahavi atziv. Next year, a repeat performance. He saw that he was sad. Amarle amayat sivat. Amarle delo ativi aruve tafshilim. That I forgot my eruv tafshilim. Amar le poshea ata'at, you're obviously negligent person. L'chuli al mashari li lidach asir. So does that answer your question? That this man, you're supposed to make your own Erev Tafshilin. This is just an escape clause for those who forget. Okay?
He said that aside to Erev Tafshilin. Did he have to think that for the whole
time? Yeah, he had to think that he was setting it aside for the whole time. I didn't Xerox this because I don't think I got to use Zion on the day, so I think I slapped a little too early. So let me read to you Tosfos on this issue of what you can and cannot use. It's on Daf Yud Zion on the day. Amar Harava Hilchata Katana di dan baliva de betileo, Pirush Rashi, baliva de betileo, look about Tafshil Echad. Bama Rabbeinu Tam, the laafia, tsarech laarev gam bafa, the eno yachol lechot al eruv Tafshil. Rashi is of the opinion that the conclusion of the Gemara is that all you have to do is boil an egg, right? One piece of cooked item is sufficient for the eruv Tafshil. Rabbeinu Tam says that that only applies for cooking, but if you want to bake in addition, then you have to also put aside a piece of baked goods. The eno yachol la'achot el eruv tafshil echad, dal kama lam krabi eliezer di amar eno fin ela al ha'afoy ve'en ma vashilin ela al ha'mubuchah. Men the kamaiti stama di gemar kavatei la'el go esh pirte, di kama l'tana maite la mihacha, v'al di kamoi betile la'el maniach adam eruv tafshil echad ve'osep ha'kol tzarko, koi amai de kemar beit shamai ein tam nemet achamin elam hayu luchamin tam nemet yavdiyam v'chul esvir oid afilu b'shloshat afshilin tzor shei lachol achad v'echad k'negdo ve'al ze kemar beit ilo ve'amro v'al tefshir echad osev akol tzakol k'loma kol minei tafshilin k'don chamin uchi yotzeba. That all the Beit Hillel is saying is that you have two categories, Tosfos says that you have two categories, baking and cooking. But not various different categories within cooking itself, like heating up the hot water and frying the toast and all of the other, frying the eggs and so on. V'hod yamah abayi lo shen ve lo tafshil echad ve pat lo hainu dafka heichad ein ro tse leyafot, abel am hayo tse leyafot haya tzarech pat. V'lo nehira lo harav Rabbi Yitzchak. All of this doesn't make sense to Rabbi Yitzchak. Chada de mikol hani mashma de lo tzarech el tafshil echad lechol davar. From just reading the Gemara straight, the implication is that all you need is one cooked item for everything. Bein lechot bein lavasher. Umashem evi ashak ha'el Rabbi Yezer lap mishum dehilchat ha'kavater ela asmachlo be'alma maiti al eruv tafshilin. El adarab ha'kaimelon krabi Yoshua lagabei de Rabbi Yezer mishum Rabbi Yezer shanutihu Rabbi Yoshua al-Palegrei Yerushalmi ve'nochim lashena l'nusha. Umikal mukam ha'ri lo matzileni libi la'avor al divrei dodi.
So Rabbeinu Tam managed to intimidate his nephew into accepting his opinion, which went against Rashi, his own grandfather, and also went against the simple interpretation in the Gemara. If we take a look in the Rambam just interprets the Gemara straight the way we have it. Let's go to, in my handout in the Rambam. How much time do we have left? I don't want you to be guilty of Rabbi Eliezer's.
No one's got that.
Not quite finished. Okay. Alright, we still have some time. Yom Tov Shechal Yom Tov, Shabbat. That's the law of one. So he just doesn't make any mention whatsoever of the Isur Zemi Devay Sofrim, Kedei Shelo Yavashel Yom Tov Lachol. Shekal Vachol Mehu Lashabbat Enom Vashel Kol Shekein Lachol. לפיכך, אם עשה תרשיל מערב יום טוב, שיהיה סומך עליו מבשל ואופה ביום טוב ושבת, הרי זה מותר. ותרשיל שסומך עליו, הוא הנקרא עירובי תרשיל. ולמה נקרא שמו עירוב? What is the etymology of this word עירוב in עירובי תרשילים? שכשם שהעירוב שעושים לחצרות ומובעות מערב מערב שבת, משום הקקר, כדו שלא יעלה על דעתם שמותר להוציא מרשות לרשות בשבת, just as there's a, he's, just as in the case of Eruv, there is a sign set forth by the fact that in general you're not allowed to carry from one rishut to another on Shabbat, כך זה התפשיל משום הקר וזיכרון, כדי שלא ידמו ויחשבו שמותר לאכול ביום טוב מה שאינו מאכל גם ביום. ולפיכך נקרא תפשיל זה עירובי תפשילים. So the Rambam is giving a rather forced etymology of the word Eruvei Tavshilim. He's saying that we have a law of Eruvei Chatzerot. The reason for the law of Eruvei Chatzerot is to remind you of the fact that you're not allowed to carry from one property to another. Of course, that's not the law of Eruvei. The whole purpose of Eruvei Chatzerot is to eliminate the prohibition of carrying from one Chatzer to another. But for some reason or other, the Rambam focuses on the symbolic element of Eruv Chatzerot, and therefore, since Eruv Chatzerot contains a symbol, namely the lechi and the korah, or the string, or what have you, then this symbol has been, the word Eruv has come to mean symbol. That is what it has come to mean in popular usage, right? When we talk about an Eruv, we don't mean Eruv Chatzerot, we simply mean a symbol, piece of string, right? It's not a correct, it's not a proper usage of the word Eruv, right? You should say Lechi v'korah, or you should say Tzilat HaPetach, whatever it is, in popular usage to wear today, the word Eruv has come to mean not the mixing of the properties, but rather the symbol attached to it, and which allows you to mix it. So apparently, the same usage of the word the Rambam wants to attribute, because the Rambam would never allow the use of a string over a post for Eruv Chatzerot, because he didn't believe in being able to make all of the wall out of it, so at the patak. So those of us who use an Eruv in the form of the way it's typically used, we're going against the Rambam, but apparently, even in the Rambam's day, the word Eruv had come to mean symbol, rather than whatever its original meaning was, which was probably mixture. So the Rambam has a rather forced etymology here. He's saying that the word Eruv means symbol, and therefore, it was a borrowed term to apply to the symbol of setting aside some cooking food before Yom Tov to remind us not to cook from Yom Tov Lachol. But Raiva jumps on him with justification. Katav Raiva Zal, Hatam Hazehu Arim. This is a child's tale. This is not a reasonable explanation of the etymology of the word Eruv. Ki hu sha'ul me'uroev chatzerot. Klomar, ze mishum hekeru, ve mishum hekeru, ma ze shmo eruv av ze shmo eruv. That makes no sense, says the Raiva. Ela, shehu ma'arev tzarchei Shabbat in tzarchei Yom Tov la'asotam yach. That the word eruv here means mixture. Mingle. I don't know what the proper etymology of the word is. I mean, I would hazard a guess that it's a little bit different from the Raivad and a little bit different from the Rambam. I don't think the Raivad's explanation makes any sense either, because the word Eruvei, he's saying that in Eruvei Chatzerot you are mixing properties together, and in Eruvei Tavshilin you're mixing different types of cooking together. You sort of imagining that what you're cooking for Shabbat, you're really cooking for Yom Tov, or mixing them into two of those together. But of course, in Eruvei Tchumim, which is the third place where we find the word Eruvim,
this explanation of mixture doesn't make any sense. What may be going on here is a slightly different version of the Rambam's etymology. That is, we have the notion of Eruv Chatzerot. And of course the word Eruv Chatzerot for us is, in essence, in its practical meaning, the elimination of the Isur Hotzah. That is, it's some form of legal fiction, which allows you to, in practice, be able to carry your siddur to shul or your children outside, or leave a pleasanter Shabbat that you would not be able to do if the rules of Hotzah were in strict force. So therefore, the word Eruv originally meant, of course, the mixing of the different properties, construing all of these properties into one property, but it came to symbolize a relaxation of a previously rigid law. And then, I think, the word Eruv Tchumim had that same meaning, namely a relaxation of a priorly strict law. And in some sense, that was what was happening here in Hilchot Yom Tov, that apparently what this is reflecting is some prior, stricter rules about the laws of Bishul on Yom Tov that no longer exist. But since I don't know what those prior, stricter rules were, I can only guess that this is the proper etymology. But I suspect that this is the correct etymology. Okay? Eruvei Tavshilin, the Rambam writes, Shiro Eino Pachot Mikazayit, Bein Le'achad, Bein Le'alachin. The Ein Osim Eruv Zeh Lo B'Pat, V'lo B'Rifot Yuhi Yotzei Behem, Ela B'Tavshil Shuhu Pat Perek. You have to do it with some things that you would normally use as an accompaniment to the bread. Kegon, Basar, V'Dagim, U'Beitzim Uchi Yotzei Behem. V'Yafilu Adashim Shebishulei Kdera, V'Yafilu Shamnunit Shal Gavei HaSakin Shechotchin Bo Hatzli Gordo Im Yesh Bo Kezayit Tzomech Alav Nishum Eruvei Tavshilin. Okay, so the Rambam does not require bread. We see no mention in the Rambam of this position of Rabbeinu Tam. Right? If we take a look in the Hagos Maimonios, and I noticed that in my Xerox copy, a little bit of the left-hand edge has not reproduced, so I'll read it to you from the actual book. V'chein perush Rashi, v'chein heishiv haridah of Yehuda, the pat below tavshil lo sag, aval tavshil below pat. If you have a piece of fish without bread, sagi b'tavshil echad. The Amar Rabba halacha katan bidan v'aliva da beit Hillel, v'chein pasku b'she'ilto, v'chein ri ben Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Tam is a nephew. Amnam halachol k'dolot v'Rabbeinu Tam v'Rabbeinu Shimshon pasku d'tzarich tavshil upat. V'chol hani v'yamuinan hatam lo shanu ela tavshil ala upat lo, hani dafka l'vashel ala l'achot v'aytah. והנה כתב הרי שרגיל הרי בפת ותשיל כדי לקיים המנהג ולוצאת כדי כל רבותינו. ואף על פי שנאמר לדברי הרבי יצחק בן רבי מאיר שפסק ושנתשיל אחד סגי כמנוחש בפרסון, וכן כתב רשי שרבו נוהג ותשיל לפת כהלכות גדולות. So the Ashkenazic custom is to follow Rabbeinu Tam, that's our custom to this very day, to set aside a piece of bread or matzah and a piece of cooked food for the pot. But it's surprising to me that on this matter, the Shulchan Aruch comes down on the side of the Ashkenazic minhag. Here's a situation in which Rashi and the Rambam and the Rif agree with the position that Tavshil alone is enough. If we pass to the Shulchan Aruch, דיני הרבי תבשילים יום תב שכה להיות ירב שבת לא יבשל בתחילה לצרף שבת כתירה בפני עצמה אבל מבשול הל כמה כתירות ליום טוב ואם הותיר הותיר לשבת ועל ידי עירוב מבשל מתחילה לשבת עירוב זה ראשי פנאות רייץ עושים בפח ותבשיל Ve'im lo asol ela mitavshil levad muta. So he relies on the Rambam and the Rashi as a fallback position. It's strange to me that he doesn't follow the Sephardic tradition of relying on the tavshil alone. But in any event, our custom is to require a tavshil in a pot like the Ben Tam, and since that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that's where the matter stands. Okay.
Is there any reason for the Tom, when you gave before, the Rebbe gave before, that the pot was one of the available during the week, so it's nothing unusual?
Nevertheless, the Rabbeinu Tam requires to have both. He interprets that as being Rabbi Eliezer's position, and he decides the halachas like Rabbi Eliezer.
Can I offer the following? My mother used to make bread. I never did it during the week. For Shabbat, but for Yom Tov, she baked bread. She liked it. That has been something.
Yeah, incredible. But your great grandmother probably baked bread.
Well, but they were bakeries.
She's still probably good.
Okay, so I think we'll stop here. I wanted to go on to this question of Eruv, an interesting tshuva of the Chatam Sofer, but I don't think we'll have time to read it, so we'll stop here. And remember, there's going to be a long hiatus until the next year, because I'm going to be leaving for us to start tomorrow.
Where's the tshuva on Eruv? Boston Eruv is finally under construction.
Huh?
Eruv here is under construction.
The Eruv. Well, then you should read this.